Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and you might have gathered, based on this smooth, sexy, velvety voice of mine, that I spent a lot of time in radio. 10 years, to be exact. Actually, it's not exact. I was there for like 10.5 years, but who's fucking counting? Much of the time there, I spent producing the morning show, the morning news show. I would run the board for the fucking morning show, help the fucking interviews get set up. I would do the sports at 15 and 45, answer questions, do interviews, write interviews. I did a lot of shit. A lot of fucking airtime. I hosted a couple shows, and it was a good time. I enjoyed the job. I enjoyed my time there. Didn't really want to leave, I guess. But sometimes you gotta. Sometimes you gotta fucking go, you know. You gotta make financial decisions. You gotta make fucking life decisions. And you can't always stay in jobs that you like doing. Every now and then, these days, I'll get asked about like crazy fucking stories. You ever meet anybody? Who do you know? Who do you meet? I met a lot of fucking people. Politicians, pseudo-celebrities, people on fucking local news, other fucking radio stations and shit. A lot of people get really jacked up about that. I don't think it's important at all. Like, I don't care about, like, celebrity at all. Like, I don't care about anybody. Like, nobody's impressive to me. We're all just fucking people. But I'm in the fucking vast minority there. Most of the time, somebody comes in, everybody's fucking jacked up. Kevin Bacon came in one time. Not to my fucking studio. He came in like a fucking... his band came to town. Did you know Kevin Bacon has a band? What the fuck is with like actors having bands? But I guess it's no more odd than any random asshole having a band. Like, I'm not upset that he has a fucking band. But he was in like pimping his band on like one of the fucking music stations. And like, you'd have thought the fucking Pope came by. Like, I remember going down the fucking hallway and there was like a huge fucking crowd of people. And I'm thinking, who the fuck is going around there? And they're like, Kevin Bacon's here. Kevin Bacon's here? Get the fuck out of here. But then, no, Kevin Bacon was there. Did I meet Kevin Bacon? No. I generally didn't like to meet anybody. I'll talk to you. And we'll chat if you want to chat. But I was never really, like, interested in meeting too many people. Some of the craziest shit, though, happened without any of that. Just, like, normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill stuff. Just weird, fucked-up shit happened. Probably my favorite fucking radio story ever. Happened on just a normal day. Normal, run-of-the-mill day. We're just doing the fucking normal morning show. It happened during a traffic report. Here's how traffic worked in the point in time of the story I'm going to tell you. You hit the traffic music. They introduced one traffic guy who's in a fucking big studio. He gives his report. He throws out to a guy in the street. Guy in the street starts fucking yammering. Guy in the street finishes, throw it back to the guy in the fucking room. Guy closes up, throws back to us. We go into weather, right? On this particular day, though, something unusual happened. I'm not even going to introduce it. I'm just going to fucking play it. This happened. Did you fucking hear that? Because here it is again. That's porn! That's people fucking! Porn went over the air. That went over the air. What you heard right there, that went over the air. That was played on a fucking conservative news talk station in the morning at probably like 7:40. Like fucking prime drive time, people driving to fucking work. That fucking you heard went over the air. Let's hear it one more time. Now imagine my surprise when all of a sudden I hear two people fucking. There's an audio board in front of me. It's a whole bunch of faders. Certain ones are up, certain ones are down. My microphone's up. The people in the next room's microphone's up. Traffic people's microphone's up. Music is up. And there's one other fader up so the people in the next room can play shit. So if it's not coming through one of those faders, it's not going over the air. You know what I'm saying? So that plays. I lock eyes with the people in the next room. We have a way to communicate with one another. And I hit the microphone because there's, you know, big pane of glass separating you. And I was like, fellas, you didn't by chance play what we just heard over the air on your own, did you? And old fucking Jay-Z's like, what was that? That sounded like a dog barking. A dog barking? This sounds like a fucking dog barking?
But generally a fairly...
What the fuck kind of dogs do you have in your neighborhood? An old Red, the fucking flower girl, she's like, that didn't sound like a dog barking. That sounded like a woman saying fuck. And she does not swear often. So that was shocking to hear. She's not like me. That's a fucking married woman with kids telling me in my fucking ear, like, that sounded like a woman saying fuck, goddammit. I know a woman saying fuck when I fucking hear it. That was a woman saying fuck. And then the old man is gonna go, really? It did? I swear to God, it was a dog barking. This guy hasn't fucked in a long time or haven't seen anybody fucking in a long time. Or maybe when he fucks his wife, she barks like a dog. I don't know. So I knew where it came from. It came from a traffic guy. Traffic guy's watching porn. I was just gonna ignore it and move on with my day. The phone started ringing. And what I usually did when the phone started ringing, ignored them. I didn't answer the fucking phone. I'm not talking to people about them hearing porn over the air. That's the last fucking conversation I want to have with these fucking assholes. Nope, not answering that fucking phone. I ignored that thing probably for the next hour and a half. I got an email from the big boss, program director, T-Dubs. I'll never forget what it fucking said. He writes, Chris, I've been getting some complaints about some background noise during traffic. Do you have any insight on this? And I was like, yeah, I got some insight. I know exactly what it was. I have it cut out if you want to hear it.
But generally, a fairly...
There it is. You want to hear that, boss? I got it for you. Traffic guy came in, great fucking dude, I love him. Not the guy driving the car in the street, the guy that was in the, like, the main traffic studio. He like came in and apologized to everybody. I'm just up there all by myself. You know, I just, you know, I was watching it during the break and all of a sudden, like, you know, I just bumped the mouse. So like he was up there just like watching porn. Then all of a sudden, like, oh, we got to fucking do a traffic hit. And he paused his porn, did his little fucking thing. And then the dude on the street was talking. And he accidentally bumped the mouse. Porn went over it. He clicked the mouse real fast. Like, oh, motherfucker, stop. Because he knows that shit's going over the fucking air. Comes in, shakes my hand. He's like, Chris, I am so sorry that happened. I'm like, bro, of all the fucking people here that you got to fucking apologize to, I'm the fucking last person on that list. I don't give a fuck. Like, I know you're nervous. I know you feel bad. I don't care. It was amazing. I thought it was hilarious. You need to watch fucking porn. I mean, I've seen porn. I'm good. I get it. I understand. I love you, buddy. I love you, buddy. And you just gave me a story for the ages and a story for the podcast. So thanks, man. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, maybe with more of this.
But generally, a fairly...
That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I am on Podbean. That's the main hub, website or the app. Every fucking episode's there. I'm also on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, other places too. My Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. On Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also going to put the podcast in the Facebook timeline for you so you can catch it right there. And just one more time on the way out.
But generally, a fairly...